Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A victory reaction Monday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
We're good.
All right, let's
good
go,
to go baby.
Let's go ahead and jump in. D'Amico Ryan's talking to the Assembled Media after a 16-13 victory.
Fire away, Ms. Kim.
Any injury updates? I know it's a short week, so anything you can tell?
Yeah, with the short week, just the update as of right now. CJ and Jalen are still in the concussion protocol. I think it's looking good for to have Kaimi back this week, so we'll see how that goes. And with CJ and Jalen, we'll kind of, again, we got to see how the week goes. You know, when they're in their concussion protocol, there are steps they have to pass to be available. So we'll see how it goes for them this week.
How do you handle that with it being such a short week and, say, CJ not having played, been able to practice in a couple of weeks? You obviously want him healthy, but he gets healthy. How's the decision then decided about whether or not to put him on the field in such a short week?
Yeah, look, we're hopeful for CJ to get back healthy. That's the first thing, the most important thing. And for me and my spot, I just have to deal with it based on when they pass the steps they need to pass. And if they are available, then being able to see them on the field, see them get reps and see how that goes. But as of right now, it's kind of nothing, that I can do, from my seat here. I'm just praying for those guys to just get back healthy.
What do you think about the Bills, especially after their offensive performance yesterday?
Bills are a really, really good team. Coach McDermott has done a great job. Since he's been there, they're always a contender. Play great defense. Of course, they have a great quarterback and Josh Allen, who can make any type of play you need him to make. So it's a challenging opponent coming up this Thursday for us. We're up for the challenge, as always, as every opponent. So we're looking forward to it. They done a really good job. They go from running the football, and Josh can move around and make those plays. You have to cover him twice for sure, with his scramble ability. And also, he's done a good job of mixing up some QB run game as well. He does a good job of that, escaping the pocket, making plays, and we have to do a much better job defensively of controlling that, because we've let a few plays get out on us when we allow the quarterback to scramble. So it'll be a really big challenge for us defensively. The offensive side for us, they're fast defense. I mean, they run, they hit, they play fast, they play physical, they're sound in their assignments. They're going to be where they're supposed to be. Not a ton of bust on their tape. They play together, they play fast. So we have to do a good job of trying to sustain drives as best we can. Winning on third down will be key for us. We didn't do a great job on third down this past week, so that'll be key. Third down, and then we have to finish drives in the red zone. Hasn't been great for us on both sides, so we got to do a great job of finishing drives defensively and offensively in the red zone.
What have you learned over the years about how to approach this short week for Thursday night games?
Yeah, with the short week is, for me, what I've learned most is don't talk about how much of a short week it is. Like everybody goes in, it's a short week, get it. Like, let's wrap it up and let's go. Like, everybody has the same amount of time. Like, let's do what we have to do to go out and have ourselves physically and mentally prepared to go play.
Touch on the chemistry last couple of weeks with Davis and with Nico, like 16 catches, something like that, a bunch of targets, and how that connection is really up to
you. Yeah, Davis and Nico, they've done it before, and they continue to do it. Yeah, they're doing a good job. Davis is doing a good job of finding the right guy, throw it down there to 12, and he's going to make a big play for us. Those guys are doing a really great job, and you know, it's no bigger play than the third and 16. I mean, the play that Nico makes, the catch, to be able to get both feet down, it's an outstanding play. Great job by Davis of giving him opportunity to finish that play in bounds. So, you know, when we needed a spark, we needed to get going. Like, we started to feed the ball to our best player, Nico, and he showed up and showed why he's, you know, one of the best receivers in the league.
Seeing from Dalton Schultz as far as the grit and determination that he played through. And I think that on that last drive that you all had for the game winning field goal, he made a big catch, but he also made a big block on Simmons on that 3rd and 16 to be able to help Nico get that catch.
Yeah, Dalton continues to play really great football for us. To get the drive started there in the 2 minute, that was a huge play in the 2 minute drive that doesn't get talked about a lot, but that was big for us to get going. And he's made play after play for us. Each game, Dalton shows up in critical moments, making plays, you know, and he's fighting through, you know, as everybody is at this time, fighting through injuries and things of that nature, but he continues to scrap. He continues to battle. Like, it's important to him to go out and play his best for his teammates, and he shows that. He puts it on the line every single week, and I'm proud of the toughness and grit that he's showing.
Second game in a row, you guys had primarily Woody Marks as the ball carrier for the offense. What did you make of his performance, and what created some of the challenges in the run game yesterday?
Hey, the challenges in the run game are Sweat and Simmons. It's tough to run against those guys. And, you know, we had our hands full. We knew that going in, but we were able to churn out some yardage here and there. I mean, we didn't hit a ton of explosive in the run game, but I thought we, you know, for the most part, we did okay. Still some yards to be had out there. We can do an even better job of finishing some blocks and running it better.
A great player for you guys since he got here, but what do you think about this current stretch he's on where he seems to make these huge plays like every single week?
Let's keep it going, Will. He's doing a fantastic job of not only disrupting the quarterback, but being in position to get the quarterback down, to take the football, making game-changing plays. That's who Will Anderson is, and we hope that streak continues.
You mentioned it a minute ago about the red zone, maybe even goal to go defensively. Been so good everywhere else on the field, just not nearly as good in the red zone and goal to go. Is there anything you're seeing from your defense that isn't getting done there beyond the results?
Yeah, defensively in the red zone, we got to make the play. Like, we got to be where we're supposed to be, and we have to make the play. That's it in the red zone. Like, there's no other way around it. I always tell our guys, at any given point in the game, like, you're going to have a one-on-one opportunity, and it's your job to go make the play. When you're in position, like, you have to finish and make the play. We've been there a lot of times in the red zone defensively, and we have not made the play. So we gotta get on the right side of that, right? We gotta just finish better.
Nico, when it comes to assignment football and Josh Allen and some of the multidimensional things he does, what are some good rules of thumb, best practices when you play a guy like that? And last year, obviously, you guys had some success against him.
Yeah. When you're playing against Josh Allen, everybody just has to remain disciplined, like, especially as we're rushing our rush lanes. Everybody just has to rush with integrity, understand his quarterback can escape the pocket anywhere. So you just have to have awareness and remain disciplined for four quarters, right? If you get out of a gap, if you fall asleep on a play, you're not playing with awareness. Like, that's when he can gut you. So you just have to play with awareness for four quarters. You can never let up.
Coach, when you're going through the game plan preparing for a team, how do you, on the offensive side of the ball, think about how many plays this player is going to get? Use, for an example, Jalen Noel, who a couple of weeks ago had a lot of targets, had a lot of routes, and then, you know, we've seen, I think, over the last 2 weeks, his targets and routes have decreased. How do you all game plan for that to get him more involved?
Yeah, I want Jalen Noel in there more, getting more opportunities. Sometimes how the game goes, whether it's run plays, we have different personnel groupings for different plays that we're running. So just also depends on the flow of the game, right? And of course, everybody wants him in more. We want this guy in more. We understand that. Like, we're trying to get guys, many guys, opportunities as we can, and that's a good problem to have. We have a lot of good guys in that receiver room that can go and make plays for us, and that have shown that they can make plays for us at any given moment of the game.
How did you feel about this offensive line combination yesterday?
I thought the offensive line did a good job. I thought they did a good job, and, you know, for the first time having that group out there, they worked well together and did some really good things.
Update on Danielle Hunter coming out of the game?
Yeah, Danielle is fine.
How do you feel about the operation at this point in the season between you and the communicating that you're getting from the people to determine when to throw your challenge flag?
It's been good. You know, the one that we challenged there, of course, I mean, the guy didn't, looking back at it, we didn't complete the catch through, we didn't survive the ground. So looking back at it, probably shouldn't have thrown it, but I feel like the guys saw something that I didn't see up top, and that's why, you know, in the first half there, it's not like we're losing a timeout. It's not as big of a deal as it would be, you said, say, in the second half when the timeouts are very critical.
We talk a lot about, obviously, Daniil and Will, understandably, but can you talk a little bit about just the continued play of Toya and what you're getting from him?
Yeah, Tommy, man, our most consistent player inside. Like, he makes play after play, whether it's run game, the awareness, him, if we have to send him on the field late to go battle pass down, he can do that as well. But Tommy's just, he's consistent because he does it right. He does exactly what we're asking him to do. It may not be flashy to a lot of people, but consistency is what I'm about. And that's what makes a good professional football player. It's the consistency at which you operate down in and down out. And you know what to expect. You know what you're going to get from Tommy. And he shows up every week making big play after big play for us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Closed out wins the past 2 weeks and kind of the final moments of these games. What effects can like wins like that have on a football team?
Well, when you have wins like that, you would like to hope that it would, you know, continue to spark some confidence in our guys and continue to help us to push forward. But as I know, I'm just a realist. Like, each game is its own game. Like, you got to go out and do the things necessary that it takes to win those games. There isn't any magical elixir that comes out like, oh, you guys finished because this certain thing happened. No, you just got to go finish games. You got to execute the right way. You got to make plays in those critical moments.
Former Astros manager Dusty Baker, when we asked him about watching the standings, he said, yes, I watch them every day. I look at the standings every day. Is that something that you do as well with the way that your team is playing, getting back to 500, seeing, you know, where you're positioned in the AFC?
Just find a way to win. You know, those standings really doesn't matter, you know, right now at this point. Like, what matters is whatever had the stand, however the standings look, I know what improves the standings is winning. So my focus is on doing everything I can possibly do to help our team be in position to win this game this week. And the standings and all those things, they will take care of themselves. All right, thank you guys.
There you go. D'Amico Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, talking to the assembled media there. Some interesting stuff in there. First and foremost, clearly the most important thing. He starts by saying CJ and Jalen Petrie, so CJ Stroud, Jalen Petrie, still in protocol. And that in and of itself is a little daunting because, again, we've talked about it. There's like five rungs of the protocol or steps that need to be cleared in order for you to clear the protocol. And a couple of them require you to kind of do things within practice or on the practice field. And you only have so many of those in this short week. The thing that made it abundantly clear that this is you were in a terrifying situation is that immediately after that, D'Amico Ryan said, we're looking to have Kaimi back, which is almost a juxtaposition as to say, those guys we don't know and probably not. But Kaimi, we're looking to have him back.
Yeah, you're on it. Yeah,
that very much felt like you won't have CJ, you won't have Petrie. Which of those hits you the strongest?
Well, obviously CJ Stroud, but really the combo of both of those guys, you laid it out perfectly. Like he said, they're still in concussion protocol. He later said, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, to immediately go, well, we're going to have Kaimi back. You know, so it sort of lends itself to, I wouldn't expect CJ Stroud or Jalen Petrie in this game. I wouldn't expect it.
Yeah. And he even went further. Like, I thought this was an interesting question. I think it was a follow-up by Kim. Kim Davis made the point that, you know, like, if he was to be clear, like, how much do you need to see him?
Mm-hmm.
And basically see him in practice, those kind of things, or, you know, basically speaking to that. And that's D'Amico talked about. He talked about he's, you know, first and foremost, hopeful for him to get back healthy, which makes sense. D'Amico has a heart for his players. Then he was like, you just have to wait for him to be cleared, basically, which is, you know, the inability for him to do anything until the independent forces clear him. And then he's like, I would want to see him on the field, which, again, should CJ make it.
That means tomorrow.
That feels like, he would need to show up and be cleared and then have an opportunity to practice, because it seems like D'Amico wouldn't want to put him in there without an opportunity to do so.
If you need to see him on the field and he's not on the field tomorrow, he's not going to play. Because tomorrow's the Friday. Tomorrow is the Friday of the work week this week, because they're playing on Thursday. So, yeah, not great. But at the same time, and I was going to make this a confession, but it fits perfectly right here. You know, Clint Sterner has been talking about that he wouldn't necessarily want to see CJ this week, basically saying, you know, that he'd start Mills on the short week and give CJ 10 days to rest for Indianapolis. At this point, don't you think that's the best way to play it?
I mean, I think that's the way that it gets played, but I very much would like to see CJ, man.
Well, yeah, but 10 days, if there's still a little if right now, don't mess with it. You know, just give them the extra 10 days after the Thursday.
I hear what you're saying. And at this point, like I said, it feels very much like that has been taken out of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it from the 713 on the text line. Why are guys out for a while with CJ, CJ's out for a long time? I mean, basically speaking to the different degrees of time that people are missing with concussions, and that's because concussions are very much a individual player to player proposition, right? There's not a,
and there are degrees.
Yeah, and there's not really an MRI for concussions. There's not a physical exam that you can, or not a a physical thing that you can see in order to see, okay, well, this is getting better. It is just, how are you reacting? Because concussions are a fickle beast, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it is how your brain reacts in those moments. So they just have to be able to see that you are without symptoms. If you're still showing symptoms, they can't really do much
there. And there's a broader concern here. You know, we're all caught up in, you know, let's get CJ back. Let's start, you know, we got Buffalo, et cetera, coming in. I mean, this is a big picture thing as much as it's a smaller picture thing. Because, you know, CJ Stroud, if you bring him back, and who would have to clear protocol, of course, and he has another concussion, then we're losing our minds. You know, we're losing our minds if he has another one, and you don't want to be in that place.
Yeah, and if you're when you're in that state of very soon after a concussion, that is when you are the most susceptible to sustaining another concussion, right?
Yeah.
You'd be putting in jeopardy not just a player that you value, but your franchise player at this point. I know some people will quibble with that designation. However, I think that is the place that he has existed in, and that's the place that I'll continue to talk about him as. Yeah, it makes sense for just as an investment, not necessarily wanting to talk about humans as if they are assets, but from that perspective.
Oh, sure. You have to at some point.
And then D'Amico views these dudes fully as human. And he's like, I would not put this person who is entrusted in my care into danger just callously. I think that's where he comes from.
We're just hopeful to get him back healthy.
Right.
That was one of the first things he said.
Was there something? There was a lot of things in there that we're definitely going to have to return back to. I was a little surprised that when, you know, asked on his thoughts on the offensive line, because again, D'Amico was asked about it after the game, and he was basically like, got to watch the tape. Well, you've watched the tape now. What were your thoughts on it? He was just like, did a good job, and he was pretty short with it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that tell you anything?
I don't know. I think you can interpret that in, you know, several different ways, but I think just by and large, it was hard not to be impressed, you know, especially in the second half with what the offensive line did protection-wise and even a little bit in the running game. But the other thing that really just jumped out at me, and we'll dig into more on this for sure, the replay with Christian Kirk. The guys saw something I didn't see, talking about the guys upstairs. And I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that one's not going to cut it for me. Because not only that, he also went to a place where he was like, and I guess basically that timeout is less valuable because it's not, mm-hmm. it's in the first half. And I'm like, what about the challenge?
Yeah.
How valuable is the challenge in having that in your possession mm-hmm. in order to go get it, right? We're going to have a serious conversation about D'Amico Ryans and game plan. Because somebody on the text line was like, do you think that D'Amico can rival Mike Tomlin, there in Pittsburgh and when it comes to longevity? And if he has an opportunity to, game plan or game management is going to be a portion of it that needs to get significantly better. Because mm-hmm. right now, that is a detriment on this team.
Yes, and that is one of the things that especially – you know, in a tough, close game, maybe a playoff implication type game or a playoff game, if that comes back to bite you, then the conversation turns into something. I almost said concussion. Then the conversation turns into something altogether bigger. You know, much, much bigger.
Without question. I mean, look, we've seen it. Football games can be a matter of inches at times.
Yeah.
The margins are incredibly thin. Mm-hmm. Your coaching decisions, the way that you manage the game, is also another portion that decides whether the margins are thinner or larger for you. And right now, it feels like your game planning decisions. Hell, why the hell did they win the toss and take the football?
Oh, we'll get to that as well.
All right. A lot of things to talk about within here. Some of y'all talking about like y'all have never had concussions or do not understand the ways in which the NFL has had very, very existential conversations mm-hmm. about concussions and head injuries. Like I don't think that this is something that is is up for debate.
Yeah. Their hands are tied, man. It's not like just looking at Kaimi and saying, oh, I think he's good to go.
Yeah.
Nah, their hands are tied, man. Mm-hmm.
Jalen Petrie still in that concussion protocol, mind you, as well. Like, we're not doing this as if CJ Stroud is just out here by his lonesome. But there you go. That was D'Amico Ryans talking to the Assemble Media. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping. A lot of news and notes, including this Rocket, who is going to miss some significant time. We'll talk about all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.